Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing, and know ye that the Lord, he is God. Good morning to you, the Ebenezer family, and especially to our online friends and guests. Would you join with us this morning as we sing our congregational hymn, number 355, Lead Me, Guide Me. Be carried into the midst of the sea, Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he had made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Would you pray with me? O thou who art from everlasting to everlasting, whom finite thought cannot measure or human experience exhaust, we commit ourselves to thy care at the beginning of this day, knowing that though we do not comprehend thee, thou knowest us altogether and are sufficient in all our needs. O God, we don't understand why things happen. We cannot comprehend this virus. We don't understand, but we know that if we place it in your hands, if we give it all to you, everything will be all right. And in this time and season of Lent, we ask, O God, that you would help us to reflect on just that, that it is all in your hands. So God, we pray for our members who are watching online, for those who are stuck at home, and even those who are in the hospital. We ask, O God, that you would comfort them, that you would continue to allow your presence to be felt wherever they may be. There are those in our congregation that are dealing with death. We pray, O God, that you would wrap your hand of protection around them. It is different and it is difficult being away from our members and from each other. But, O God, we know through you that you, O God, will bring us together safely again. And through you, we are always connected. Lord, we ask that you would be with our pastor, that you would be with our church, that you would be with our friends and those watching, that on this Sunday morning, we may be reminded that as long as we turn to you, all will be well. Thank you, O God, in all that we do and all that we say, we pray in Christ's name and through the aid of the Holy Spirit. And now we pray the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
blessing me right now. Oh, right now. I said the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way.
This is a difficult time for all of us. And the only hope we have rests in God. And so I just encourage you to pray. I want you to know that God will get us through this. And I'm happy that we're able to share worship together today. And we pray that we will continue to worship together until we meet in person again. The sermon is entitled, A Familiar Friend, and my text is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of our God. Beloved, we are in uncharted territory. We've experienced pandemics. We've experienced natural disasters. We've experienced terror attacks. We've had our lives turned upside down. But even today, we are in uncharted territory. Restaurants and bars are closed. Churches and places of worship are closed. Schools are closed. Annual performances are canceled. Sports seasons are canceled or postponed. Even funerals are canceled or postponed. Persons in our community have been quarantined. Persons in our country are told to shelter in place. There is now this phrase, social distancing, staying 6 feet apart. No gatherings of 10 or more people. We are in uncharted territory. It causes anxiety, stress, fear, frustration, and even anger. We aren't certain about what's coming next. We ask ourselves, will we get a handle on this situation? Will things get back to normal? Those are legitimate questions and concerns. At some level, we all wrestle with these or similar issues. Many of us are trying to maintain some level of normalcy. For me, finding normalcy means holding on to the persons and the things that are familiar and comforting to me. The other day, I ran into a familiar friend, Psalm 23. I read it again. I traveled its paths and basked in its wisdom. And that friend gave me comfort and perspective. It brought back to me the wealth of strength I gain from reading the Psalms. It also brought back to me the many wonderful experiences I have had with God. You see, Psalm 23 has comforted me in the past. It has given me strength in sorrow. It has provided guidance through troubled waters. I have experience with this psalm. All right. You have experience with this psalm. Yeah. I have experience with the God of this psalm. And you also have experience with the God of this psalm. Psalm 23 speaks about dangers and difficulties. It talks about the darkest places, the shadow of death. It speaks about enemies, but it also speaks about divine providence and protection, that God guides us in the right paths. God becomes the host of a divine banquet, and God welcomes us to the table. There is a powerful affirmation in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. You could just stop there. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes. And there are two parts to this affirmation. One part is God has claimed us, that we belong to God. Mm-hmm. And the other part is what we contribute, that we have consented to live under the covering and the lordship of God.
All right.
God has claimed us, and we have consented to live under God's covering. And beloved, because of all of this, everything that we experience in life falls under the scope of God's sovereign authority.
All right.
This affirmation, the Lord is my shepherd, leads to a powerful reminder. And that is, God shepherds us. That's why he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yeah.
The writer is saying God is a faithful and an attentive shepherd. And because God is a shepherd, we will not lack anything. God sees to it that everything is provided. I know the shelves in many places and many stores are empty, but we will not lack anything. The psalmist also teaches that as shepherd, God leads us in the right paths. The shepherd ensures that the sheep travel along safe paths, and God does the same for us. He makes sure that we go down the right paths. One of our members called the other day. I won't call her name, but her first name begins with B, and her last name begins with W. And she wanted to know whether she and a few members could come to the church and clean the kitchen in the Family Life Center. And I told her, absolutely not. I said some other stuff I won't say online. We want our seniors to stay safe. At a time like this, we shouldn't be concerned about a kitchen. We should stay home, take out our teeth, put them in a mason jar, and set the jar on the table. And then we should sit on the sofa, eat some gummy bears, and watch Judge Judy. I say that because I'm trying to keep us on a safe path. And that's what God wants for us. That's what God does for us. He leads us down the right paths. This familiar friend, Psalm 23, has also brought to me some personal pronouncements. In verses 4 and 5, the writer says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You can't really tell it in the English translations, but in the Hebrew, it's the psalmist shifts from talking objectively in the beginning to talking subjectively in these verses. It's as if the writer is speaking directly to God in verses 4 and 5. And there is a pronouncement about God's divine presence. He says, God is with me. And there is a pronouncement about divine protection. He affirms the fact that God protects him no matter what's going on. The writer imagines God as the host of a heavenly banquet, and the subjects have been called to the banquet. Everything has been prepared. God's subjects have nothing to fear. Those are personal pronouncements in Psalm 23. Yes. It's just like parents today trying to reassure their children that all will be well. So parents say to a child who is afraid, don't worry about it. Everything will be all right. We are safe. You are safe. And I'm with you. And that's what God is saying to all of us. Don't worry about it. Everything will be all right because I am with you. And this familiar friend ends on a note of hope. Hope for the future. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Think about that, beloved. Goodness and mercy pursuing us. That's what it means to follow us. It really means pursuing us. That when we look behind us, we have two powerful forces at work in our lives, God's goodness and God's mercy. The coronavirus cannot block the goodness of God.
That's right.
The coronavirus cannot block the mercy of God. God accompanies us at all times and in all places. Psalm 23 reminds us that God is our shepherd. And we are God's sheep. It reminds us that our lives are sustained by God. The Lord is sovereign. God is in charge. We do not live without fear because we are so strong. We live without fear because ultimately our lives are in God's hands. That's what Paul says in Romans 8, 35 through 39. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Yes. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. He says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I tell you, beloved, I believe in God. We've come through a lot in the past, and God will take us through this today. We've come through 9/11. We've come to Hurricane Katrina. We've come through Hurricane Harvey. We've come through flooding in Texas. We've come through, rebuilt our lives, and continued on the way God has intended. And we will get through this as well. This morning, I watched Good Morning America. They featured a sanitation worker from San Francisco. Gets up earlier than usual so he won't run into people and picks up the garbage. And this sanitation worker has been tweeting messages of hope and saying to people, it will get better. And I'm telling you today, Psalm 23 is a direct tweet from God. It will get better. And things will work out. I sat on my porch last week on my patio in my backyard, and most of my trees were barren. The leaves were not there. But I sat out there this morning, and now all the trees are filled with leaves. The leaves came back. The leaves reappeared. God's timing is impeccable. Things will come back, and God will be with us. May his peace be with you till we meet again. Silent tears, yes. Thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, yes. Thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path we pray, yes. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Yes. Shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand, true to our God, true to our native land. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.